Vayiyu Chaye Sora. The Baal HaTurim says Vayiyu is Gematria 37. The Iker Chiyas of Sora was the 37 years. Hare Sora lived, as we know the Pasuk says, 127, Meya Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shonim. But she first was Noilad Yitzchak when she was 90. So Vayiyu, 37 years, Hatzi Ufkelept. But the truth is, even though the first 90 years was with the Tsar of not having the child yet, we know that by Sora it was Bas Kuf Ki Bas Chof. Kulam Shavim L'Toiva. It's a Tsugang to life. Kulam Shavim L'Toiva. The Derech Malitza is a Vart. Kapitel Kuf in Tehillim is Mizmor L'Soida. Kapitel Chof is Yancha Hashem B'Yoyim Tzara. Bas Kuf Ki Bas Chof. Sigh in a time when you're supposed to give Toida. Sigh in a time when you Ma'oina Ansar. Kulam Shavim L'Toiva. Chazal, Rashi brings it, Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof l'cheit, the Haina, because Bas Chof is the age when a person is nenash. Makshim, ha'olam, that already at a girl at age 12, Bas Mitzvah, a boy by Bar Mitzvah. Why is the Bitli Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof? So there's a lot of different shotim. Koydem Antoira, maybe this year was Taka 20. The Briskerov, Alatoira, he says, Meredek, he says, we know Chazal bring, the Gemara Yevamis, that Sora was an islandess. Islandess, the sheer godless, is at age 20. So by Soratak, it's Sugapas, Baskuf, Kibaschof, Lechait, because by an islandess, the sheer godless is Baschof. And he continues, Kemoikin, Baschof, Kibazayin, Leoifi. The Mashmois would be that the Spitz Yoifi is by Bazayin. That's usually not true, it's later, but by islandess is as after Zayin is already this Simone Kiur. So, Bey the Chalokim of the Memra, says the Briskerov, is Geboit of islandess. Now, the Etzim idea, though, that Oynish, Chosh Mishamayim is from the age of 20. There's a few makaris to this in Chazal. Rashi brings that the Dor Midbar wasn't Nenash, only from the age of 20. In the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when it says, Ben Esrim Lirdoif, the Bar Tanura says, because that's the time that a person is Nenash. The Pirush HaMishnayis, L'Rambam first speaks out that there's no difference between a man and a woman in this. It's not like, I don't know what the Havmin would have been, women at 19 or men at 21, I don't know. But Lamaisa, it's Shove by Zachar and Akeva. Dorstein first, Baskuf Kibaschof. There's also the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peites, that the Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu, not Avram and not Yaakov, Davki Yitzchak Avinu was the one that is poiled by the Beshefer to be Meichel Klal Yisrael, and he makes a Cheshbin. He says, first of all, they're not punishable till 20. And besides that, take off the nights. And besides that, take off all kind of Tzrochim. And then you're left with a few years. Pal Galai, Pal Galecha. And that's how Yitzchak. It says also the Inyan of 20. It's Yiduah, there's a Kashi in the Minchas Chinuch in Parshas. Is it Minchas Chinuch in Vachai Yisora? No. The Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Vayikra, he has a Kasha. We know that a person only brings a carbon, a chait, by an aveir, that the oinish is karis. If you do it b'shoigig, yichayiv. Dover, she'oinsoi karis. B'mezim, yichayiv a carbon b'shoigig. So someone less than 20 shouldn't bring a carbon. Hare, someone from age 13 till 20, Volt Ergeton b'meiz, that he wouldn't be Nenesh Karis. Ein Shei Shemayim is only from age 20. As such, he shouldn't bring a carbon either. The Kaveh of carbon is Dovash Zedoyne Karis. Until you're 20, it's not Zedoyne Karis. As I fracked him in Chesrinach. I heard once a Teretz, it's a Harifus. The Vort of age 20, the same way till 13, a person is not enough of a Bardas. For Ein Shei Shemayim, the Cheshman of Bardas is 20. It's not Shoigig. As mazed as it was, it's not mazed. It's still the Darg of Shoigig. This person, when at age 15, 18, he didn't have Eir b'Shoigig. Voter gets a Gatan b'Mezid, he would be Chayiv Karis. He can't get the Mezid. The level of maturity up till age 20, he can't reach the Dargus Mezid that's Nimdad in Ein Shei Shemayim. Oh, but it's Emes, that it's Zedoyne Karis. Now, Sara, the Pasuk says, lived 127. We know that Avram Avinu, the end of the parasha, Avram Avinu is 175. But the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Nunches, the famous Gemara that describes Rav Bana comes to the Maris HaMachpelah and he sees Avram and Sarah together. So I saw in the Sefer, they're not together, they're not the same level. They are, because Avram Avinu was Hikir Bayrai at age 48. So punkt, how many years is Hanamach like this Rambam and Ravid? 3 or 40 or 48, but if it's 48, 175 minus 48 is 127. So Avram also, from the Zman of Hikir Bayrai, was 127. The Medrash Rabbah in this week's parasha starts off, Rabbi Kiva, not starts off, but there's a Ketah in the Medrash in the beginning. Rabbi Kiva, ha'yoyoshe v'doyrish v'royosh atzibra misnam name. Rabbi Kiva said, He saw the oilam, he was darshaning, he saw the oilam was falling asleep, so he said, turn on the AC. No, he said, Omar, Ma rosa Esther shezochso limloi chal kuf chov zayin medinois? Tavoy Esther shehoise bas bito shel Sora imenu, that she lived 127 years, that's why Sora Esther was zoicha to 127 medinois. Rabim of the Mefarshei HaMedrash, what's the Indian Rabbi Kiva sees them falling asleep? He says, the vart, of course, a good vart on Purim always vetzach of the oilam, that could also be, say, a vart on Megillas Esther, you get the oilam as a of tzevekin. But Kenzan, I saw a different shot that Chassam Sofer brings. It says, Shnei Chayei Sora. You know, it says, Avram Avinu gave a hesped, and Sora was the Eishes Chayel. Vatokom ba'oid Laila. So, explains the Chassam Sofer, a person has to live a full life, night and day. The Emes is, most people have this thing, we've mentioned it before in the Gemara on Shabbos, by Yitzchak Avinu, he said, take off the cheshbon of the nights. But the Emes is a person that lives b'shleimus, Baba Yomim lives nights and days. Had Sarah only lived by day and not by night, then Esther wouldn't have been zeichah to 127 medinas. She would have been zeichah to 63 and a half medinas. Right? He sees them falling asleep at night. He says, no, yoimum v'layla. If you want a chap, that you should have the shleimus of yoimum v'layla, that Sarah Imenu lived full shleimus to 127 years, Yomim and Leilos, only then is Esther Zaycha to the full 127. That's how Rabbi Kiva was Bikesh Le'oiram. I saw a different shot. Why should it be that Esther was Zaycha to 127 Medinas? Maybe it's just one big Medina. The Gantz of Elf, one big Medina, one Melech, one Trump, one Zach, let him be in charge of everything. No, it's not. Every Medina is with its Tchuna, with its Mahalich, with its Inyan, and with its language. It's different. You should know 127 years of Sarah, but it's not just simple. Every year had its Nisayin, every year had its Parsha, every year had its Inyan. It was Kulam Shavu Matoiva, Avada. Nocha Medina, Nocha Medina, Nocha Yor, Nocha Yor. But don't think it's just one big package. Fakert. It's a Bazundar Avoida on every single one. And that's part of the schus that she was Zaycha. Now you have it, the Sugya of Ma'aris HaMachpela. According to some Rishonim, this is actually one of the Nisyonis. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyonis, Nisnas Avram Avinu. Machlekes Rishonim, if the first one is Orkastim or Lechlecha, Machlekes Rishonim, if the last one is Akeda, or maybe Knias having to buy Maras HaMechpela. They say it was Huftachtim the Oretz, and now he has to go have a Masu Maton with Ephraim, and he has to buy it, Pekesef Mole. Dor Chaim HaKadosh, Bavost, he says over here that Avram Avinu used Kesef Mole. He says, Avram Avinu didn't buy Ma'aris HaMachpela with Kinyan Kesef. If he would have bought it with Kinyan Kesef, there would be Aino. And even though Ein Aino Bekarkois, but more than Chetzi Midom of Avada, and no matter how much money it would be, it's really a priceless piece of real estate, and the Umos can come and say, you don't deserve it. He bought it with Chalipin, with Kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin, I Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. So that's why he dafka used a Matbeya that's Bazundur Matbeya of Oivra LaSoicher, which has it in Kli. And that's how he made Kenyan Chalip and a whole shtickle tire of Arachaim to avoid that there shouldn't be a taina of Aino. L'chayr, it's a pella, the Gemara in Kedushin, Kicha Kicha, Mizdei Ephraim, and Agan Satrask. And Av Gimel already, we see Chalipin is not by Kedushin, right? It's not so far into the Sugya, right away at the beginning. We learn Kicha Kicha, and the Gemara says, not Chalipin, the Arachaim is saying it's Chalipin. I mean, even if you don't learn it, Yeshiva learns very Be'in, they get to the Sugya of Chalipin, you know. A bacher once came to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz for a faher to be accepted to the mir. He said, what did you learn the previous year? He said, he learned Kedushin. So he started asking Makasha on the Avov. He said, he didn't get up to the Avov. He said, it was an Ibrio. He learned it the whole winter. He said, so we only learned the first two blots. He says, okay, I have a kasha on the Sugya of Esrig. He said, Esrig Nish Galad. Two blot, Esrig Nish Galad. Kicha, kicha, Mr. Efren. Actually, they were learning the Sarah Chaim HaKadosh. Now, Lamaisa, you have to buy a kever. Avram Avinu is coming to buy from Ephraim. The Baal HaTurim writes, Ephraim Choser Vav is Gematria 400. Now that's true. Ephraim with the Vav is 406. But what's the Baal HaTurim saying? Choser Vav, the Taich is, I saw brought down. Vav is the Ois of Chibur that you connected. Ephraim is totally not connected to anything. He's connected to one thing, to the Arab Emeis, Shekel Kesef. He has Ayin Ro. Ayin Ro, so the Baal HaTurim brings us Gematria 400. He sees in his eyes, you see the dollar signs. He's just looking for the 400. Now, the Sfarim Bemis bring that Avram Avinu really wanted to give him 1,000. Avram Avinu got from Avimelech 1,000. And he wanted to give it to Ephraim. For whatever reason, he gives him 400. The other 600, this Cheshbonis later, when Klal Yisrael buys in Eretz Yisrael, in the Navi, each Shevet gives 50, it's 600. That's the Hashlam of that Indian. But the truth is already over here, there's a remez. He says, Arve Meir Shekel Kesef, Beini Uveincha Mahi. What's the middle letter in Ephraim? A Reish, the middle letter in Avram. A Reish, Beini Uveincha, the letter that's in between by us, a Reish and a Reish. That's the, the 400. The Paneach Raza brings that the Cheshbon, why Avram Avinu Dafka wanted to buy Ma'aras HaMachpelah for 400 shekel. It comes out, if you buy it for 400 shekel every year, 600,000 year, then get exactly one amma by an amma. Because we know in Parshas Bichu Koisai, the price to be paid a karka of Zerah, Chaymer, Soirim, Chamishav Shekel, Kesef, a base core is 50 shekel and a base core is 75,000 square amma. If you know the size of a base core, 30 saw. The Cheshbon is that Arba Meir Shekel comes out to 600,000 square ammas, that every yid should have a shaykhis, a zika, to at least an amma, of Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Now, the makam of Ma'aris HaMachpelah is Mavur in the Zohar. It's a makam that's mechaber between Olam Hazen and Olam Haba. It's in Chevroin, it's a lashon of Chibur, it's mechaber between the two Olamas. We spoke the other week that Avraham Avinu was Zoicha the first time to see, perceive, Mizgala to him. The idea of Ma'aris HaMachpelah was when he did his ultimate chesed, when after being suffering from his bris milah, from being bitzar on Shlis Lamilasi, running to do chesed, which is his midah, to find the bakar. In the end, the bakar runs away. He finds Ma'aris HaMachpelah. He creates a different ben bakar with Sefer Yetzirah. But he finds Ma'aris HaMachpelah then. And it's not stam. The oyer that's there, it's a special place. And he knows, it's very interesting, the Goyin is Medayik, in the shackle of Ataria between Avram and Ephraim, again and again, they keep on saying, Ekber Amesi, Kvar Es Mesecha, Lo Yichlam Emcha Mikvar Mesecha, the elaborate, it says it seven times, the Lashon, between the shackle of Ataria, between Avram and Ephraim. And the reason is because Avraham Avinu is buying now this Ma'aris HaMachpelah for seven people. Adam, Harishon, and Chava are already buried there, so that's given. Now he's buying it for Sarah, Avram, Rivka, Yitzchak, Leah, Yaakov, and Esav finds himself there also. Esav Tainas, he deserves the last plot. Chushim ben Dan comes and kills him, the whole story. And Reishish El Esav, but the Goyin says, every time it says Kvaris Mesecha or Mikvar Mesecha, it's going on one of the people that are going to be Nikbar there. Except for the last one, when it says Ves Mescha Kivar. Because Esav, Rishoyim Afilu Bechayeyim, Kruyim Mesim. All the other times it's Kvar Es Mesecha. The Prat Yaakov Avinu Le Mes. He first dies after the Kru. But by Esav, it's Ves Mescha Kivar Tzadikim, Kruyim Chayim, Rishoyim Akruyim Mesim. The Hafla in Sefer Panim Yafis Ala Toira, and I saw others for him go Al Derech Zeh, but he puts a few Pratim into this that in the Shakal of Ataria between Avram and Ephraim, he makes it into a Lumdish Shakal of Ataria. That the etzem, the taina is that Ephraim really is underlying saying that there's a din of bar metzra. And als bar metzra, the anshe ches are really deserving of the karka and they deserve it before Avram. So he weaves into the psukim time and again that something's saying, no, why din doesn't apply din of the bar metzra and Avram does have a right to buy it. First of all, Avram says, ger v'toyshav, I'm a toyshav, I'm a bailim harishonim, I'm b'chlal shayach to it before, that overrides bar metzra. Nesiel Ekim atabasichenu. Melech overrides Bar Metzra. Some say Nesiel Ekim means Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham overrides Bar Metzra. It's before in the Paiskim. Also, he says Nesati Elach. It's Matana. Bar Metzra is only by Mecha. Not if you want to give it. He gave money, but it's together Matana. Oiver Laseicher. If you use those kind of medayos, there's no din of the Bar Metzra. It's a Ma'ara inside a Sada. That there's really another part to it. It's part of a different plot of land. Again and again, into the Shaka Batari of the Pesukim, he's learning up, threading this idea that the Shakal of Ataria was about why Avraham Avinu is not subject to be mevater als Vasisa Yosher Atoiv in the din of Bar Metzah. We're talking about buying Ma'aris HaMachpelah for Netzach over here. It's important that we should set the record straight. Now, Parshas Chayisara starts with the Petir of Sarai Imeinu, but the world moves on, and Vayiyu is read backwards and forwards, and the next generation, it's a Hemshech, and the Parsha starts over here. Va'avrom zokein bo ba'yomim, va'Hashem beirich es Avrom ba'koil. And he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok. He's going to send Eliezer as a shliach to be makadish for Yitzchok. In Poshet Pshat, what's the hemshich? Va'Hashem beirich es Avrom ba'koil, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok. The Rashbam who maybe in Baba Basra goes very barichus, but in Chumash, the Rashbam is the gor pshute, karts, sharf, and pshute shal mikra. The Rashbam says, Vashem berichus Avram bakoil. So, like, the Shaduchim, the resume is, it's a hakdama to the story of the Shaduchim. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, he says, B'emes Avram has a lot. He has Oysher, the Kavoyed, and this, but Ha'nishtan Einikol. Ha'nishtan Einikol. Vashem Be'erach Zavram HaKoyel, Ha'nishtan Einikol. He wants Einikol. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Baba Basra, in the end of the first parak, and again in Misha Meis, brings that there's a Machloikis Tanoim. What does it mean, Vashem Be'erach Zavram HaKoyel? Vashem Be'erach Zavram HaKoyel, Rav Meir Oymer, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Interesting. Bakoyel? Is Shaloi Hoyolei Bas. Why is Shaloi Hoyolei Bas Bakoil? Someone once told me, because if you have a Bas, it costs a sad geld. So, Loi Hoyolei Bas is Shleimus of Ashiris. It's not, new. Rabbi Yehuda argues Pumfaker, Shahoyolei Bas. And then the Gemara adds, Vacherim Oimrim, Bakoil Shmo. He had a Bas, Bakoil Shmo. Of course, like that shot, it should have said, Vashem Berechas Avram, Bib Bakoil. Bib. Her name was Bakoil, not Kol. They called it Kol for short, but it's Hashem Berachas Avram, Bibakol. Ibn Ezra asked the question. The Gemara brings other pshatim that Bakol means that he had an Evan Toivah that was Merape, or that he didn't see Esav go to Tarbis Rabbi Yomav, he saw Yishmol do Tshuva Biyomav, all kind of pshatim in Bakol. But it's interesting, a whole Rishim of pshatim, Rashi and Chumash L'Chayra says his own pshat, not like the Gemara. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol is like Rashi Gematria. Bakol, Oyla Begematria, Ben. And now he has a Ben, so he's looking for a Shidduch. I heard that, no, Rashi's mom is going like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Omer Shaloi Hoyolei Bas. Where is it expressed Shaloi Hoyolei Bas? Because Bakol is Gematria Ben. That's what it means. Hashem Be'er is Rav Bakol. Bakol is Ben. And not Bas. But what is the connection? Oh, fine, it's a machlekes of Hoyolei Bas, Loi Hoyolei Bas, Bakol, Shma. Why is that a prompter for the Shidduch? So I wanted to say a very interesting Chiddush. I didn't see this anywhere, but I was thinking of a Chiddush. Hashem Be'er is Avram Bakol, Shaloi Hoyolei Bas. Yeah, that's Rav Meir's Shita. I think that Mamish, you can slake too, that's Mamish the Hemshech. If Avram Avinu would have had a Bas, so he didn't need to look for a Shidduch. Yitzchak could marry the Bas. So, as an opener, Hashem Be'erach is Avram Bakoil, Shaloi Hoyolei Bas, the male has to look for a Shidduch. If he would have had a Bas, then he can make a Shidduch between Yitzchak and his Bas. I think it's a glatta pshat. Oh, so once I said this pshat, a Talmud Chacham comes to me and says, you're suggesting as Azach that Yitzchak should marry his sister, and even a Benoyach is also. So let me tell you something. There's another man, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Bakol means Shehoyolei Bas. Frek Toisvis in Baba Basra was last week's daf. Frek Toisvis. So why is Avram looking for a Shidduch? He could marry the daughter. And for Toisvis. To the Rutsam. The Ereshet Teretz is, she was much too young. To say Rivka was
14.
Oh yeah, Rashi learns 3. Yeah, but Tosis in 7 places, including this Tosis L'Chayra, learns that she was 14. And you don't want to say that she was 2 and Rivka was 3. Rivka was 14. She was only 11. She was a katana. And also, maybe she was just as old as Rivka. But the din is a person's not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's a katana. Now, if you're marrying off to Rivka, who the Mechutin is Besuel, so that's his problem. But Avram Avinu can't marry Yitzchak off to Bakol, who's too young. Yeah, let's even learn Rivka's 3. She's too young. She's only 8. But it's Avram's Tzvegan over here. It's his daughter. And there's a din. A person's not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's a katana. So get them in a stand, the Mechutin. The Mechutin, we're going to see that he's going to eat the Sutnah. So that's one shot in Tosis. That the reason Avram didn't make a Shidduch Yitzchak and Bakol is because she was too young. She was 2. She was 8 and Rivka was 14. She was 8 and Rivka was 3, but Rivka is not his daughter. Oidye Shleimer Zok Toisvis. She was the daughter of Hagar, and he didn't want to make a Shidduch with her. I could be medayik from this Toisvis that if Avram Avinu would have a daughter who was taka over the age of 12 and was from the appropriate wife, he would have made a Shidduch with Yitzchak. A good kasha, but that's what it says in Toisvis. So I can say that Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. Because Loi Hayolei Bas, he has to look for a Shidduch. If he would have had a Bas, he wouldn't have had an appropriate Bas, he wouldn't have to look for a Shidduch. Ad kan Rav Meir. Now I have a Shaila Pakeh. Rav Yehuda says, Vashem Berach is Avram Bakol, Shehayolei Bas. It's very nice.
But what does that have to do with the Shidduchim?
Because he has a daughter, that's why he has to learn. Why he didn't make a Shidduch with that daughter? Tosis asked the Kasha. We said two truths. But I'm asking, what's the flow of the Pesukim? Because he has a daughter, he's looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. So may I suggest, if he wouldn't have had a daughter, he wouldn't have looked for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Chayecha Koidman! He doesn't make a Pru Ravu yet. He has to look for a Shidduch for himself. He needs to. He didn't have a daughter yet. Why is he worrying about Yitzchak? He has to be Makai and Pru Ravu for himself. And the answer is no. Hoyaloi Bas. Hashoyal Yishal. Like the Manga Omer, Loi Hoyaloi Bas. Why isn't Avraham Avinu looking for a Shidduch for himself? So there's all kind of tritzim on that. It's totally in the Machloikis. Tanoim, whether Pru Ravu is with two bonim or a ben and a bas, maybe koy the matan Torah from Avinu with Saimach on Yitzchak and Yishmael as two bonim, or maybe various other papulim you could say, but akoponim, that could be tali in the tzadim of whether hoyalei bas and loy hoyalei bas, both as prompters of why he is looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. But he is. And he sends Eliezer, and the Paphos Eliezer wasn't just a messenger, Eliezer is a shliach. And we're going to have a problem over here. Eliezer, Eved Avram, an Eved is not able to be a shliach, bal zen. But let's just fear ice. I saw brought down Hashem Beirichas Avram Bakarl. I think we mentioned this already the other time. Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu has an assign of Lech Lecha. In Parshas Lech Lecha, there's an assign of Lech Lecha. And by the Akedosa, we said there's an assign of Lech Lecha. We explained the two different kinds of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is 100. And Lech Lecha means his test. He got a test. But Avram Avinu passed both tests. Beis Kol. Sai, the Lech Lecha of Parshas Lech Lecha, which is a lifetime decision of time and again leaving what you left behind. And Sai, the Lech Lecha of Ayer, which we explained is a 1 minute rise to do something and then it's done. Bakoil, Beis Kol, he was Zoycha in both. The Chasam Sofer brings that Bakoil also is Gematria. Well, Rashi brings that Bakoil is Gematria Ben. But the Chasam Sofer brings that Bakoil is Gematria Shofar. Bimilua, if you spell out the letters. So it's Gematria Shofar and it's a remez that the Akedah is Be'etzim the source. The two Koronis of the Isle of the Akedah. One is the Isle of Shofar Shal Matan Torah, and one of the Shofar Shal Mashiach. That's two very, very important. You saw this is al slicked in the Akedah already. So Hashem Beirichas Avram Bakoil is alluding to that. It's also brought down that from the Chasam Sofer. It's also brought down from the Goyim. Hashem Beirichas Avram Bakoil, based on a Medrash, Bakoil is Sukkah. Why is Bakoil Sukkah? Well, first of all, Sukkah is Gematria Avram. No, not Kipshuta. Kipshuta Sukkah is 91. Malach, Omein. Shem Havayim with Shem Adnus, but Bimilua Sukkah is Gematria 248, Gematria Avram. But why is Bakoil Indian of Sukkah? Because there's a Rosh Teves that the three Pesukim that the Torah say about Sukkah is Basukah is Teshvu, Beis, Ki Basukah is Shafti Chof, and Leman, Yehidu Darasechem Lamed, Bakoil is a remez for so all these in Yonam Ligin, the Vashem Beirich is Avram Bakoil. Now he's sending Eliezer, and Eliezer is his Eved. And how can an Eved be a Shliach? But who exactly is Eliezer? It's brought down in the Medrash that Oig Melech HaBoshan is Eliezer. Eliezer is Oig Melech HaBoshan. And as a matter of fact, one time, the Masechta, it's a Masechta Soifrim, it's a Bryson, Masechta Soifrim, that one time Eliezer screamed at Avraham Avinu screamed at Eliezer, Gar boy, and Miroif Pachad, Eliezer, his tooth fell out from the Pachad. So he was Yatzel Cheris with Shane. But then the Masechta Sofer brings that Avraham Avinu made a throne, a chair, out of this, an ivory tooth, Shane, a kisei, out of this Shane. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Decree brings this Masechta Sofer. He wants to know, why does Avraham Avinu own the Shane? When an Eved goes out with a Shane, who keeps the Shane? He goes out free, but who takes the Shane? The Eved, you know? Why is Avraham Avinu taking the Shane? I saw an interesting story, the Kloisenberg Rebbe. Brought down in Sefer Kerem Chemed. He was once talking about Eliezer Eved Avram, and there are different attitudes to him. On one hand, it's a domestic Eliezer, Doilu Mashkim, Eteres Rabbi. On the other hand, he's an Eved, and he's an Orer, and you have to know who you are, you have to know who he was, and understand it. But there's different aspects and different facets. But one time, the Kloisim Magreb in the Chumashir was talking about that Eliezer was a fakerai, and he wasn't Taichi Kibaroi, and there was no Pnimius there, and he was Tzavua, he was Nizak Min Tzavua, he was, what's the word? Ah, it's a word I'm looking for. Hi. Okay, connectionist, but when a person does things that are not really on his standards, and he makes believe he is, but really is not, he has a lot of, with a C. No, has a vocabulary. Anyways, the Kloisim HaGetoich HaDvarim, he said, the ganze Zach was a faker, right? He probably didn't even have a beard. He probably just glued a beard on. So in the Shir, one of the Chassidim said, it's Mefurish in Rashi. It says, Zakan Beisai, Lefisha Hu Davuk, Nakud Zakan, which literally is a diktuk Rashi, why the Nakudis is Zakan and not Zakon, because it's attached to the next word, Zakan Besa. But this Tairi had read it to be Lefisha Hudavuk, the beard was glued on. So he says, Shtaitan Rashi, that the beard was glued on. That's what he told Maisa Shahai. Anyways, the big kashi is that how is Eliezer a shliach? Some people say he was only a messenger to let them know to do it. Toysis and Ksubis, Dav Zayin brings that they made Birchas Erison. There was Asara Gmalim because there was Asara Reichlim. They were the minion to make the Birchas Erison. The Rishayim say. So this was really Shlichus Lechaira, and Evid is Pasal, Eina, Gitairus, Gitin, Vikadushin. This Lechaira is a riot to the Shitas Harimagash, that only a Shlich LeKabbalah can't be, an Evid can't be a Shlich LeKabbalah, a Shlich LeLochia. Yeah, the Hezbron that is. But I saw once a different shot, the Haflaw brings fascinating, Sefer Amikna. The Emes, Yitzchak sent Avram to be a Shlich for him. Avram is organizing this. So Yitzchak is a Gadol, yeah? So Yitzchak is doing. Elamai Yitzchak was Mamana Avram. And then Avram is Mamana Eliezer. You have another problem. The Kaddish were around the shoulders. Emili Lememshon Lashliach. There's no Shliach Isa Shliach by Shliach Lailach of Kedushin. It's Mahalik is Rishonin. So the Mikna says, Sefer Mekna, he says, no. Eved is Yad Eved Kiad Rabbi. That's a different Gedder. And El Siyad Eved Kiad Rabbi. So it's Yad Rabbi. It's Hainu Hach. So like, there's not a problem with Shliach Isa Shliach. Yitzchak is Mana Avram and Avram. Avram's Eved is Avram. So it's not Shliach Isa Shliach. And it also answers that the din that an Eved can't be a Shliach with the Kedushin, only someone else's Eved for somebody else. But an Odin can be Maman his own Eved as a Shliach. It's piling off the din of Yad Eved Kiad Rabbi. It's a big Chiddush, but okay, in Kabbalah, in a Kabbalah. And Eliezer has Kfitzas Aderech, and boy, Bayoyim, he gets there. I saw brought down, it had to be that it all happens by Bayoyim. He's going to miss the next day's daf, yeah? Don't fall behind in the daf. Never fall behind in the daf. Take it from me, I'm 3 daf behind already for a month and a half. You got to catch up. Anyways, Hakre Nolifanai Hayoyim. The Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Dalid, Shloisha Shalu Shaloi Kahoygen. There were 3 people that asked a request that wasn't Kahoygen. Eliezer ben Avram, Shaul ben Kish, and Yiftach HaGaladi. Lishnayim Heshivu Kahoygen. Eliezer was like a terrific Shaul. David was the one that beats Goliath. But Yiftach, he was expecting a carbon. His daughter came out. So he was Nene Shaloi Kahoygen. But as the Gemara speaks out, what was the Shaloi Kahoygen? Eliezer asks, whoever comes and gives the water, what if she'll be a Chigeres or a Suma? Frek Toysvis. If he sees it's a chigeres or a suma, he won't ask her for water if he sees she's a balas mum. Taisa says, no, maybe she's a balas mum and she's hiding it. She's hiding it. There was once a whole shaila in the Chubas Marshama. A person had a wooden leg and he went on a shidduch and they got engaged and then the girl came, but like a chtois, tiny this. He says, I didn't know. He says, but it looks all right. He brings a raya from this Taisa. If you're allowed to fake a raya, Zaza. But then Taisa asks, why did the... You know, the next time when Shaul said whoever kills Goliath is going to be zeichet to the king's daughter, over there the Gemara says, it's Shaloi Kahoygen. Maybe it will be a mamzer. Maybe it will be an Eved. Maybe he won't have Yichus. So Baliezer also, why did the Gemara not be consistent? Why did the Gemara say Baliezer? It was Shaloi Kahoygen. Maybe she'll be a Chigeres or a Suma. Say the same thing. Maybe she'll be a Shifcho or a Mamzeres. Taisa says, Koy the Matantara, they didn't care about Yichus. Interesting. Pashtas, Koy the Matantara also, Avraham Avinu was keeping ready the whole Torah. But that's the Shaul Shaloi Kahoygen, and nevertheless, now, Eliezer, Lavan comes running. We're moving on to the story of Lavan comes running, and he tells Eliezer, he chaps who it is. It's from the cousins, you know, the cousins from the other side there, but he knows. He says, Panisia Sabayis, I cleaned out the house from Avodah Zarah. But he's lying. Lavan's house is full of Avodah Zarah. It's packed. I cleaned out the house, he cleaned out the whole house. He did bittle. I'm going to do bittle on Avodah Zarah. Bittle is Ice Avodah Zarah. Pashup shot. You can do it in one. You know, he didn't do b'diku beer. He did bittle. Bittle, you do it. Now, Eliezer says, La'uchal ad im dibarti dvari. I can't eat until I do my thing over here. So there's many pshat and be'emes. Why can't he eat? So one pshat is because Eliezer betzim is an evet. And as such, he can't do the kedushin. So there's a pshat that Avram Avinu gave him a shtar shichur al tnai. That if Hiltaka have to defirize the Kedushin, at that moment he'll become a Shukra, and he can do the Kedushin. Now Eliezer at this stage doesn't know if it's going to be Hitzliach Darka or not, so he can't eat, because an Eved is not allowed to be Mezamin together with B'nai Chayrin. And Eliezer says, I don't know what my status is if I'm an Eved. Let me first figure out if Adam Dibarti Dvari, if you mask him to the Shidduch or not, it wasn't just the Shidduch, he's going to do the Kedushin now. They made Birkus Eris, and it says, so he says, I don't know if I'm an Eved or a Ben Chayrin. Let me work this out. Another chat is, we know, it's Halacha Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim bring it. A chassan and kala are supposed to fast on the day of the chuppah, on the day of the kedushin also. Chuppah was later, 12 months later, but on the day of the kedushin also. And there's 2 reasons. One of them, because kaparas avinus, which I'm taka curious if the kaparas avinus is the day of the nisuin or the day of the kedushin. And another reason is because shelo yishtaku, you should have das. The nafkamina, these two reasons is, if, what if the father of the kala or a shliach is representing the chasan of the kala? Does he have to fast? Als kaparas avinus, no, but als that he shouldn't be b'shichros, yeah. So Eliezer is saying, like, that's sad. I'm the shliach for the kedushin. I can't eat until we take care of this. I saw once another pshat that he says, lo yuchal adam dibarti dvarai, because, you know, it says, yofa sichoson shel avdei avos, ein sicha el tfilo. The avos made the tfilas. Avram Avinu, vayashkem Avram Avoyker, Shachros, later in the parasha, Yitzchok, vayetz Yitzchok, vasoch vasoda, and Eliezer, who's not one of the avos, but he was, yofa sichoson shel avdei avos, the sichos, ein sicha el tfilo. So Eliezer says, also, I have to daven. So they said, daber. Okay, so he says, no, but I have to do Chazaras HaShatz. I have to say over the whole thing again. The whole story gets repeated again. So they say, daber, do it quickly. They say, no, Eved Avram Anoichi. Chazaras HaShatz is not... Yeah. Eved Avram Anoichi, Chazaras HaShatz. I'm saying over the whole story. And only then will we be able to handle this shidduch. And Bemis, he tells them, Asher Hinchani B'derech Emes. I sober down. B'shem Rabbi Yaakov Emden, interesting. Shadchen is Rosh HaTevis, Sheker, Doiver, Kesef, Noitel. A Shadchen has all kind of hagzomis. And he's saying over here, Baruch Hashem, it worked out. I didn't have to go. The Shidduch is as obvious as Asher Nchani, B'derech Emes. It didn't have to be B'derech, in Hebrew you say, a stapler is a Shadchen. You know, it's Shadchen, it puts the papers together. You know. But he said it didn't have to, it was able to be Alderech Emes. And his tefillah, the Gemara says, a person by tefillah simincha, yinena miyad. Yitzchak was nena miyad. He davens and there's the shidduch. There's the three tefillahs bets, and we know is davenin. Davenin is a word in Aramaic. Da'avunhon. It's from our forefathers. From our fathers. Avram is shachris. Yitzchak is mincha. Yaakov is mairif. And about the person has to daven the right time. Someone once came to the Sam Rebbe. He said, shteit vayashkem Avram b'boik. He would daven late. 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Shachris. He says, yeah, but he was explaining, I'm up at 5 o'clock, but I'm doing hachunis, so the chumri is, I'm preparing for the vayashkem Avram Baboiker. But a person has to daven bizman. I saw a fascinating story, Chassidus Shemaisa, with the two heilige brider, Reb Zusha and Reb Meilich. Neumann Melech, yeah. So, what say to the Reb Zusha? So the Reb Zusha and Reb Meilech, they come to this town and they see there's a Pashti Yid. He knows that I read Lashon Kodesh, but a Pashti Yid. And this Yid davens with Kavon. He opens up the Siddur and he davens. He says Moed Ani, and he says Shachris, and then he says Birchas Hamazon with Yalav Yavi, with all the different Chagim together. And then he does Mincha, Meiriv, Slichas, Halal. He does the Siddur cover to cover. Zdarf Sezayin. They tell him, Tayir Yid, Nishta Zay Davend, man. There's a system, there's Shachris, there's Mincha, there's Birchas Hamazon. If not, he said, I the Zugman is Vitzadavan, and I know Vitzadavan. And for 3 days, they're having a shock of attire with him. Eventually, they told him, you know, the stickies, the colorful stickies, you know, you put in the. So they showed him where Shachris is, where Minch is, that there's Dover Be'ita Matoiv, there's different tefillos. No, he was like half masking with them. Anyways, at the end, they're leaving, and they go at the edge of the city. There's a big river, very, very raging water, high tide river. And so Ramaylech, or Reb Zusha, I forgot how the story goes, took out a handkerchief. And he puts it on the water, and the water splits, and they cross the river. And then they see the Yid coming running. They're ready on the other side. The Yid comes running. He's screaming. They can't hear him. And he's screaming that they should come. They don't hear him. He comes running. He gets to the river. This pushes the Yid. He takes out his handkerchief. He looks to the right. He looks to the left. He puts it on the water. The water splits. He crosses the river. And they ask him. He comes running, and he says, one of the stickies fell out. He doesn't know where to put it back. He doesn't know something. He doesn't know. He needs some instructions. And they said, But how did you cross the river? He said, I put the handkerchief. He said, continue davening the way you used to daven. I'm not going to be marchiv about what halacha rigid requires and about what you're supposed to take out of the story that avoid the shebelev of tefillah, of that Rachmana Liba boy. The emes is a merit because Achrab Chaim Shmulevitz, goin oilom, his shurim always was with a hekif of all shas, and also in the sugya. For 2 years, 2 or 3 years, he said shmuzen. And that's a big zach. He said shmuzen. The Sichus Musar is from that kuf when he said shmuzen. Long the shmuzen. The boy toichet the shmuzen. After Reb Chaim was nifted, they told Reb Nochem, he should say shmuz. He said one shmuz. One shmuz only. The shmuz was, and then he stopped. I don't know what happened. He said one shmuz. But the vort was, Korev Hashem l'chol koirev, l'chol asher yikru, be'emes, oberes muzayin be'emes. And he said it then, oberes muzayin be'emes. That was the shmuz. So that's oberes muzayin b'zmanos. But at the end of the parsha, it talks about Yishmael, and the pasuk mamish ends when it talks about Yishmael. It says al pnei kol echav nafal. The Baal HaTurim writes al pnei kol echav nafal, and then the hemshich of the next parsha, the elu tell this Yitzchak. Says the Baal HaTurim, lirmois kishze noifel zekom kasher yipol Yishmael ba'achris hayomim oz titzmach v'torim karni shel ben David ligol ezer Yitzchak meher v'yameinu. The Hainu, there's a system over here that dafka by the we know there's many makayris that the last golus is golus Yishmael. And by the mapala of al pnei kol echav nafal of the golus Yishmael, then will come. You know, the Mishnah says in the end of Saita, the description of ikvus of the Meshicha, how the Galil will be destroyed and the borders will be unopened and chutzpah yaski and so many descriptions. It's mamish tailor fit. It looks like it's mamish going genoi to four for our dar. And it's true, and it's tak ikvus of the Meshicha, but I'll just tell you that the Yad Ramah 800 years ago on that sugi writes, Tema, then him came. Why did the Meshicha come? That's what he felt about his dar as well.